When she was 21 years old, Penny Wolin checked into a single-room occupancy residential hotel in the heart of Hollywood. The year was 1975, and the hotel was the St. Francis Hotel. It sat on Hollywood Boulevard, the same strip where movie legends have long immortalized their hand and footprints in wet cement. The St. Francis was built in 1926, during the heyday of silent films, a place abuzz with the glitz and glamour of old Hollywood. But half a century later, when Wolin arrived, the St. Francis was a very different place. Its rooms were filled with people who felt like they didn't quite fit anywhere else, people whose dreams, as she put it, were bigger than their rooms. Wolin got out a camera and single strobe light and a tape recorder. And for the next 3 weeks of her time there, she strove to connect with the people who formed the community at the St. Francis, one by one. And how did she talk people into sitting in front of her camera? Well, she just asked.
My name is Penny Wolin, and I'm a photographer, and I'm working on a documentary project, and I want to photograph the people that are staying at the hotel. Would you let me come to your room and photograph you?
And now she has compiled those photos in a new book called Guest Register. Penny Wolin joins us now. Welcome.
It's wonderful to be here.
It's wonderful to have you in person.
50 years later.
Exactly. I want to start at the beginning. What first led you to check into a pay-by-the-week residential hotel on Hollywood Boulevard back in 1975?
Well, I grew up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I can remember when I would go to that part of town that had these kinds of buildings with my father. He would always hold my hand a little tighter, and I wondered who lives in these buildings.
And who might find themselves living at a place like the St. Francis back in the 70s?
Well, I think it was people that needed a place to be, whether they were on their way up or maybe on their way down.
Well, let's take a tour of the community that you met there. Can we first talk about Sweet William? This is room 309. Sweet William had a girlfriend down the hallway. As you were taking his photo, he was giving you some good life lessons, and you recorded that conversation with your tape recorder.
Every walk of life has its ups and downs, and its crooks and its turns.
What was he talking about?
You know, the path of life, and what he had been through, and how he still had emerged really intact and with a positive attitude. The photograph shows a man who's actually well-dressed and good-looking, and I met him because I photographed his French-born girlfriend in another room. They were both close to 80.
Did they meet at the hotel, or they came to the hotel together?
No, they met at the hotel.
Oh.
And so they would spend their afternoons just being together.
That's so cool that there was this community where people really got to know each other. At least some people did.
Well, that's right. Now, mind you, people stayed there either for the night or 30 years and anywhere in between.
What about room 323? This was a plumber electrician who loved to wear lace.
When I was in school, instead of going out and playing boys' games, I learned how to sew. I'd get for the girls' classes.
Yeah?
Oh, they'd make fun of me and tease me. But I wanted to learn it.
Sure.
Yeah, I got in sewing class.
Yeah, and so now you can sew and you can also do electrical work and stuff like that.
What about this person first captivated you?
I would see this fellow that would leave in the morning, and he was a muscular plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would come back at the end of the day and go to his room, and then another kind of person would emerge, which was a beautiful woman in a lace dress and high heels, and it was him. And he would leave. As my caption says, he was well-liked and respected by everyone that gets to know him. So I wanted to get to know him.
What about the Orphan Brothers from Nebraska? This is room 421.
What do you do at the bookstore?
Sit behind the counter and clerk.
At the bookstore?
I'm lucky if I sell a magazine.
All day.
All day, right.
Who were these brothers?
They came from Nebraska. They were orphaned and together since ages 3 and 5.
Wow.
And now they're out looking around together.
Still together.
Like they're still together, which just warmed my heart. And they were just these great guys from Nebraska that said, let's go to Hollywood.
And see what happens.
That's right.
So what is the myth of Hollywood, if you could encapsulate it? Because in some ways, these people were drawn to Hollywood because of the myth, yeah?
Well, I think the myth of Hollywood, which still is alive and well, and I think true, is that you can go to Hollywood as an existential place, not necessarily just geographic, but as an existential location, and you can make something for yourself. You can become a photographer. A musician, all these things that you want to be, there's hope that you can be them. So Hollywood is built on hope.
And the reality that you saw at the St. Francis, was there any part of that reality that made that myth ring false sometimes?
Well, of course, there were people there that weren't doing so well, that maybe, you know, they had too much to drink. Alcohol at the time was the drug that was kind of the, you know, the misstep for people. But more, what I see in these people is that they were pursuing their dreams, or they had pursued their dreams, and they had succeeded. And success is not a linear and constant road up.
Exactly.
And so I saw them. I saw the brothers, the orphan brothers. They left Nebraska. Yay!
Yeah.
So as I say, I believed in success, theirs and mine.
I love that. The man in room 540, he wrote you a note. There was a photo of it in this book where he said, quote, "There is a room here for you too." What does that statement mean to you now?
For many years, that statement really kept my sanity together. It became the mantra that no matter how bad things can be in the journey of finding your path, succeeding, dropping down, doing well, no matter what that journey is, if this is as bad as it gets, it's not so bad. So if there was a room here for me at the existential hotel, well, then I have a place to be in the world and people will look after me.
Photographer Penny Wolin's new book is called Guest Register. Thank you so much for coming in today and speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having an interest in this interesting story.